Let's get it. We in this bitch, man.
Yo.
Man. We back with it, man.
Back again like we never left.
I ain't gonna lie, though. That nigga Derrick Henry on them roids, man. Roger Goodell got to check that, man. Every 2 days, man. That shit is just crazy.
Last time we left. I mean, last time we was here, man. We was talking about Lamar Jackson greatness. Now we talking about Derrick Henry greatness, man.
That nigga is fucking special, dude. Like, shit. We I feel like we talk about this shit all the time, man. Just he different, man. He's just built different.
Yo, like Ryan Tannehill's stat line was disgusting. Do you look at Derrick Henry? You'd be like, yeah, I saw why they won.
Yeah, man.
They put up 34 without their quarterback throwing a touchdown.
Mind you, they're going up against a good team, too. Like, you know, it's a team that just beat the shit out of Kansas City, like, last week. Josh Allen played well, too. He had 353 tons. So, Tannehill, he got the coziest job in the league, bro. We keep saying this. All you got to do is turn around and hand the ball off and just watch greatness.
Yo, Derek averaged 7.2 yards a carry, 3 touchdowns. Like, bro.
Respect. Hey,
We got to talk about his breakaway speed, too, man.
No, that's the thing. He's 6'3", 245, but niggas really forget. He can get up to 22 miles per hour quick, nigga, like quick.
Bro, he's so good. His only weakness is, hey, yo, we gonna take you off the field sometimes because we don't want to tire you out. That's it.
Yeah. Yo, fuck throwing this nigga angle routes on his other bullshit, man. We said it before, man. This is the best running back in the league, dog.
And it's a gap, too.
Yeah, it's a dog, sure. Too. And sure. I, you know, I love Dalvin, man. Shout out to FSU legend. AK, he a baller. Yeah. McCaffrey, all them niggas, man. Mm-hmm. Chubb, all these dudes.
Nah, Derek different, man.
They all in the same tier to me, but this nigga, you right, bro. It's a gap between him and them. It's a gap. 2K yards, he on pace to do better than that this year. This is insane. This insanity.
That's going to be 3 years in a row, right?
Two.
Okay, two.
I think the year before that, he had something like 1,500, though.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's yo, man.
I don't know, bro. It's like he's just, bro. The box is loaded. Like,
yeah, bro. Dude can make one jump cut and he to the house, bro. Like, he ran the fastest touchdown of the year, right?
Yeah, I think so on that breakaway. And you know, Mike Vrabel, man, that nigga's not a hoe. Low key, and I hate to do this to my brother, man. Brian Flores, the gas that we was giving him, Mike Vrabel deserves that shit, bro. He does.
Hold up.
I knew you was going for to disagree with this, man. But for real tough, he got no niggas on that defense, dog. They still coming away, finding a way to win his game. All they doing is running the football and trying to play defense. That's all. That's their formula to success, nigga.
They still ain't beat nobody, bro. Like,
they just beat the Bills.
Bro, who the Bills beat? The Chiefs?
So you telling me the Bills ain't the top 10 team?
No, but y'all know I said they gonna win crazy games, but like the Bills' best win this year is against the 3-3 Chiefs, is it not?
No, you're right about that, but niggas higher on the Bills than you are for sure. But that's a great win.
Yeah, that's a great win, but I mean it's like at the crib. I don't know. It's just cool.
Are the Titans really top 10? I don't know.
Top 10 what?
Job, you got them top 10 in the league?
Hell no, I don't.
Let's see, if I had to think about it, I was like, let's see. I got Bucks, obviously. That's one. Cowboys, two. Cardinals, three. Rams, four. Then Packers. I got Packers, five. Oh, God, man, Packers.
Bengals,
man.
Six.
They ain't beat no
Ravens, seven. Chargers, eight.
You got Bengals above Titans?
Hell yeah. What?
Why? I got to hear why.
Okay, so they got more impressive W's than
they got a quarterback you could.
Yeah, they have an identity outside of, hey, here, Henry, be great. They have a defense.
The only problem is Zach Taylor.
And the actual conference is like, I mean, the actual division is tough. Like,
I think the Titans got a better coach, and they actually do have an identity. It's just niggas don't respect it. It's just, you know, Tannehill turn around and hand the ball off, which works, evidently. Yeah, I mean, they did beat the Seahawks, and they, you know, they have beat the Colts, and
they lost to the Jets, too, though, you know? So, yeah, how much can we really buy into them niggas?
That was a weird game. I'm going to give you that. But they did just beat the Bills, man.
Are they better than the Raiders? No.
I think neutral field, they line up against the Raiders. That's a good game.
I don't see that.
Hey, man. And the Bengals lost to the Bears. So let's not pretend the niggas out here beating everybody.
I'm biased. The Bears, that's true. I'm biased, though, because I played Tennessee. You know, so I'm biased, obviously. But I don't see it. Like, they just, like,
I don't know.
I think the Titans, if they in the top 10, they like 9 or 10. That's where I would put them.
Okay, Ravens better, though.
Yeah, Ravens better. And Chargers better in the AFC. After that, you splitting hairs. I mean, you could say the Bills. They just beat the Bills. You could say the Chiefs. He's 3-3.
Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, a top 10 player in the league?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Dog. Okay. 100%.
For sure.
He might be top five offense,
by himself, man. I never seen it. Like this shit is he generational, dog.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, it's funny though. Somebody played a clip of Colin Cowherd saying when Derek was getting drafted that he wouldn't even deal with him if he was a team.
What the fuck? Why he say that shit? This nigga be saying so much stupid shit, man.
He didn't even give an explanation. He just said I wouldn't deal with that.
Oh, he too
racist.
Right.
Yeah. Man, this nigga, man.
But let me do this real quick, because I know we're pressing niggas and shit, but can I talk about the Browns real
fast? No, hold on. I know you want to get a victory lap, but we got to intro the pod first, man.
My mistake.
No, you good. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Thirst Podcast. What we
episode
at?
Episode fucking 10, man.
Episode Cinco, 10.
Baby. Wait, is Cinco 10?
Nah, it's 5, nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, what's 10? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. I don't know, man. But look, episode nice 10.
That boy in L.A. don't speak Spanish, man. Come on,
man. Hey, man. Rick and Nathaniel, man. I know you're talking about Crips this, Crip that. You know Nathaniel, man.
Okay, all right.
Nigga's name Ricardo.
Episode 10, man. We back. We had a little bye week. Want to take a break to sit back and look at the games and with a different perspective and all that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's well said. But, you know, it's your boy Jab. We don't need the intro today, man. Y'all know.
Yeah, y'all know enough, man. Three-headed ghosts, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Reek. I know you want a victory lap on these niggas, man. You've been telling us this for a couple months now.
You know what? Just since it's been a little while. We ain't been here. I'm gonna save that.
Hey, them boys is dead, man.
I got a little segment for them. I got a segment for the Broncos and the Panthers. They all gonna be in the same pot, man. So we gonna save that. Right now, I want to ask y'all. We got rumors about a Deshaun deal to the Dolphins, Tua to Washington, and he was getting picks. What y'all think about that?
My first initial reaction to that is, obviously, if they're making this deal, that means that somebody somewhere got an inside scoop on how the trial is going to play out, and it looking like he's going to get off, right? I mean, why else would they be making this deal?
I think this deal makes them worse, though.
Makes who worse?
What I think is, I agree with that, Reek. I think it makes them worse, but I think Rob Flores know that if he gets Deshaun, it saves his job for at least another year.
I can see that.
That's how I see it though. You Brian Flores, right? Let's do the Brian Flores game, shall we? Let's play the game, Patriot way, you know how it goes, the hard hat coming over every day, blue chip guys. Go to the Dolphins, you do okay, whatever. You beat Bill, actually. You actually beat Bill. Something that his legs can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You win 10 games with 2 QBs. You a culture guy, and you stand up dude, a defensive coach. You bench Kenny Galladay for kneeling for the flag, all this shit. You such a moral guy. You're 1-5 now. You finna panic and trade for an alleged rapist? That's what you finna do? That's what we're doing to save you a season? Hey,
and two, let's really put it under a microscope, though, bro. Like, I sat back this week and was like, is it really Tua, bro? Because
right,
first of all, you didn't give him the keys, yep. And then when you try to. You benched him twice for Fitzpatrick last year, bro. So it's like, you didn't let him go through the ups and downs. So I don't know, man. Like I said, man, him training for Deshaun, I think that's just him falling back on something, knowing he's gonna be able to keep his job an extra year.
Mm-hmm. Let me piggyback off of that for a second too, because I think we talked about this a couple episodes. Is you know how Tua never really got a fair shake. You know, with his hip injury, obviously it's tough. But we go back to his rookie year, It was never really his team that kept, you know, wishy-washy. Ryan Fitzpatrick's better than you. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. And we come into this year. They named him a special teams team captain, but he's not a team captain. Then they leak rumors on purpose that they're looking at Deshaun. So, like, he was always on the outside looking in. So, this deal to me, I think, let me move aside from the rapist shit because, you know, we going to have to see
how this plays out. Let's keep it strictly football. Go ahead.
Let's keep it football. Deshaun Watson, he steps on that field, that instantly changes that franchise because we know who Deshaun Watson is and we know what he could do, at least offensively with that team. And maybe Flores can get this shit together, maybe get the defense together. They're not making the playoffs, I don't think, at this point, but you know, it buys him a year, like Rick was saying.
You go into the offseason and you can tell free agents, like, look, I got Deshaun Watson. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. No state tax, Deshaun Watson. We build something over here. I'm a black coach. You know, whatever you got to say to him.
I feel like this. To go 1-5, after going 1-5.
We talking about the 1-5. Let's really talk about it. That, like, bro, like that last game, you lose to Urban.
That is a terrible loss, dude. That is an awful. That's
game-winning drive, by the way.
That's a shameful loss. Let's go through the entirety of the season, right? Because we're talking about Bill Flores Belichick.
Before you do that,
right?
Let the people know they were 1-5 last year. Also,
last year, yeah.
Right, and so low key, I don't know what Houdini said. He put out his ass to make the playoffs last year, but we're talking about week one. They beat the Patriots by one on the road. That's a good win, bro. Anytime you can beat Bill in his house, I'm gonna give you that. But week two, they get shut out 35-0 to the Bills.
Week one's not a good win because Mac Jones is a kid, and the Patriots have 2 wins.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna give niggas credit for walking into Gillette and beating Bill. Now that's all I'm doing. And nigga did have who was their starting quarterback at that point? It was Tua still.
Mm-hmm.
Did he play that game? He played for like half a season. And he got hurt, or was that the next year?
I think the Bills game he got hurt.
All right,
no, Tua played that game. Yeah.
All right, and then this is a good loss if they can be one. They almost beat the Raiders. They lost by 3 in overtime. You know, low key
blew a 14-point lead.
They was up. You know, that's tough on the road. But then the next week, they lose to the Colts who are struggling. And then they get, you know, the shit beat out of them by us. And then this loss is just inexcusable, though. To lose to the Jags, Urban Meyer, who's a bozo of the week, fucking staple. I think he got the trophy in his goddamn garage right now, actually. We named the award after him, dog. It's like, I can't with this nigga, dog.
Yeah.
That's Bear Uncle.
Yeah, it's true.
That's my guy, man. But
it's probably what it is, bro. But we knew deep down, niggas knew when Kenny Stills didn't want to raise for the flag and he had an issue with that, we should have knew that. Okay, he one of those guys. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Side, we giving that nigga the side eye sweet.
Yeah, it's bad though. Like, look at can I read off their last first round picks for y'all?
Yep, go ahead.
Yes, they draft terrible, man. They draft terrible. But yeah,
Tua Tagovailoa, who we all think is a bust. True or false?
No, we do. Okay. Not even his fault though. That hit though, that's you can't overcome.
Right, so, right.
That's that bust, plus Flores, how he handled them.
Austin Jackson, tackle. He's a
bust. Oh, brother.
No, he's terrible. Though. They might have the worst offensive line I've ever
they
seen.
They do. Dude. They do. Them and the Bears.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. 0-2.
The fuck happened?
Nigga got kidnapped.
Bloopers. Did they get Noah Ebingon? Well, you not Jerry.
Yeah, his name. That corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He's a bust. Jordy.
I don't even think he plays, bro.
I got a name for y'all. Who plays guard? Second round pick, Robert Hunt. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah,
Rob Hunt, man. Jesus Christ, dude.
Okay, then they get Raquan Davis, another bust. Brandon Jones, another bust. Oh, Solomon Kidney, another bust. Deshaun Strawbridge, another bust. Curtis Weaver, another bust. Blake Ferguson, a bust. Malcolm Perry, a bust. Their entire 2020 draft class is a bust, bro.
Hey, yo, what are they doing?
This is his ass. I've actually only seen this shit happen to me back in 2016, where like niggas will not make it to that next contract. So you wasted a whole year on that draft.
Bro, fuck a whole year. They had 3 first round picks, honey.
This shit is ass, man.
Hey, bro, none of them Belichick guys, none of them know how to draft, bro.
Only Vrabel.
It starts at the top with Belichick. Barely.
Yeah, exactly. It is barely, too. Yeah.
Damn.
I told you, the best tree in football, Pete Carroll tree. I want to listen, though. Can't tell you.
Hey, when BA tree comes out, man. I'm gonna let niggas kill. Now, Brian Flores, man.
You don't even believe that, man.
No, I do, man. When Leftwich gets that coaching job, and hopefully Todd Bowles believes
this. Man, Leftwich don't count, man.
Yeah, he does his BA tree, man.
What's up with this guy, man?
Man, niggas always trying to hate, man. Hey, I posted a video of me shooting a shot. Niggas, all sorts of lies online, man. Come on, man.
This is a video of your punk ass hitting the egg gap, nigga.
Hey, man, listen to me. I hate this shit from half court. Niggas talking about, oh my God, Cream Biggums. You feel me? You look like Mike Tober. You said, like,
oh,
you
got smoked, man. Sorry.
Hey, nigga, you started it, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. But that's different, though. We got a puck out together, so that's different. All
right, man. That's true. All right, let's get to the rest of this shit. We talk about Dallas versus Patriots. What y'all think of that game?
Yo, that was a fire ass game.
You fucking niggas told you.
That was a fire ass game.
Can we at least admit he had a crazy turnover season, but he's getting all sorts of yards is giving up on him, bro. Can we at least admit
but
that?
Hold up. I will say this. Yeah, cool. He's not having one catch 5 yard season, but niggas acting like he's giving up deep balls, bro. He's giving up slants. Like, I can live with that, bro. If you gave me 2 picks to give up 50 yards, but it was all slants, come on, I don't give a fuck, bro. Y'all know that.
I mean, he got beat on that route on the double move. He gave up the catch, but the touchdown was his fault.
That was the first pass to give up this year that went 20-plus air yards, bro. First touchdown given up. Like, I get it. Yeah, he getting, like, yards, but...
Yeah, we're not going to say that touchdown was him, though.
You can't find him on one highlight this year, bro. I mean, you can find him on with that Kadarius Toney out route. Like, come on.
Hey man, I'll give him top five. Matter of fact, I'll say top three DPOY because that turnover scene. By the way, I did not hear niggas saying DPOY when X is leading the league in picks. I think he had 9 picks and 10 in a row, like the next season.
So nah, but he wasn't doing it like this, bro.
10 picks in 16 games, bro. That's not Rubio.
He has seven and six.
If he can get four more in the next, he can break a record today.
Like this season, bro. He can break a record.
No, he could for sure. I mean, he's having a crazy turnover season so far.
If he get more than 10, he has to get DPOY.
Realistically, he end the season with 11 picks, let's say. He's still in the contention for it, right? Or not?
Yeah, he's going to finish top three regardless. Like,
that's my point.
X wasn't on prime time every Sunday. Trey is.
That's my point. That's a fair point with the media push and everything. But niggas was not giving X no type of love like this.
But it wasn't like this, though. Shout out to, I love X. He had a great year too. He was shut down, but it wasn't like it's this. It wasn't like this, bro.
Plus, the Dolphins they started off slow. That all that shit matters.
But you say the winning shit matters.
He has two touchdowns, bro.
It matters. Like the fact that the Cowboys are a top team to start the season.
I can't say he having the same type of season though that like Gilmore had 2 years ago. Like that's a deeper
one.
He's better. No, I can't. No, I can't give you that now.
Yeah,
I can't
do that.
Now Gilmore was legit
racing. 6 games, homie.
I know, nigga. Like I know with the touchdown, like not touchdown with the turnover shit. I get it, but Gilmore was a legit erasing niggas every fucking week.
Yeah.
Like on some shit. Like yeah, man, you should be a fan of this. Matter of fact, we ain't seen no shit like that since Revis.
No, it wasn't impressive, bro.
I'll give Gilmore top three, though. What he's doing is nuts.
Hey, besides Gilmore, who was the last corner, last DB to win it? DPOY.
Charles.
DB Charles. Yeah, I'm about to say, you got to go all the way back to Charles, I think.
Could have been Revis, but he didn't hit that for me.
Yeah, we know why. The league was mm-hmm. falling in love with pass mm-hmm. rush during that mm-hmm. time.
So. Yeah. But speaking of pass rush, TJY, you just sort of my rankings in the top two.
Hey, yo,
man,
single-handedly won that game, bro.
Can y'all admit he bet miles now?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's it. That's all I wanted. Come on, I want it.
Yeah, he might be better right now.
He single-handedly won that game,
bro. Miles not, bro. Miles not messing with him, bro. Let's do this. This is my new rankings, bro. When I do pass rushes,
yeah, Chandler Jones. Top five.
Wait, hold on. Before I do that, I'm saying the classic.
No order?
Yeah, no order. Chandler right. Jones, though, is the Myles Garrett of, like, those dudes who get you sacks, and that's it. Pause. Like, no No tackles for loss, no forced fumbles, no deflections, no, like, just a sack only. That shit ain't moving me no more, bro. It's not. Yeah.
My thing with TJ is, I mean, just like you say, he impacts the game because he 3-4 outside back is a little bit different to me than your hand in the dirt, because you could drop back. TJ, he in coverage, he getting picks, he in the quarterback passing lanes and shit, so he could really can't, he could take over a game in a way that Miles can't.
Bro,
it's low key almost, it's almost like watching Von again.
Ooh,
low key,
that's racist. That's racist.
Nah, I know what it's like to me.
Nah, I'm just saying from an outside linebacker's perspective, bro, like Von at his peak, he was covering. He was, it was crazy.
He reminded me of Alden.
You can even say that. That's a good one.
Alden
wasn't out there covering though, like how TJ can.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, TJ for sure back in there. He definitely top three. I still have Miles above Trey though, because I like pass rushers more than DBs.
Oh, for that's DBY. Top
three. Yeah, TB over IS. I got TJ number one, I got Miles number two, and I got Trey number three.
Who four or five?
Khalil Mack, man. We try to kill that nigga, man. He's
yeah,
he,
fact. Yeah, man.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
It's clear as day now. Which that's not our fault though, but it's clear as day he was clearly like taken because they sucked. And now they're good again. Or we're not good again, but you know, they're winning games now. So
you know who my dark horse for number five?
Yo, I'm not going to like my number five because it's some homer shit, but let me hear y'all first.
I mean, I know they're not winning, but Quinnen Williams, bro.
Oh, man.
Man, he's hooping, man.
I'm going a different way. I got Vita Vey number five, but I'm not mad at Quinnen.
Okay. I ain't mad at that either. I ain't mad at that.
If the Eagles' record was better, Javon Hargreaves looks like Aaron Donald right now. But we're not allowed to say that.
Boy, that nigga is
crazy. They're not going to give it to a D-tackle unless it's Aaron Donald, though.
Yeah. Hey, he was a ghost against Tampa, though. We're not getting into that.
Hey, will a middle linebacker ever get it again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, that award is for pass rushers and Mike backers. You just have to be Bobby Wagner.
CJ Mosley, if he was good this year, it's his to lose.
Yeah, he for sure will be. He for sure will be. I think Darius Leonard, one of those dudes who can win it, too. Just his team is not fucking good at all, dog. It's not.
So let me ask you this. Top five pass rushers, go. No order. No. Order. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Order.
Damn, that's tough, man. All
right. Number one, T.J. Watt. Number two, Myles Garrett. Number three, Khalil Mack took his spot back. He low-key surging up.
What?
Yeah, he took his spot back, man. I'm going to put Chandler number four. And then number five.
Wait, has Chandler?
No, I forgot. I'm gonna go Joe. Oh, I forgot Joey. Yo, no, Joey number one. TJ,
disrespectful, man.
Yeah, Joey number one. Hey, my fault to the Bosa family, man. No, y'all mad over there, man. Disrespectful. Don't kill the fan. Don't you feel me?
Chandler still only got five, bro.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does. He slid down.
I'm not putting him in my top five.
Nah, be respectful of that nigga, man.
Come on, bro. He ain't got a sack since week one.
Yeah, but five in the game is crazy. That should hold you over for a little
bit. I hear you, but come on, man.
JJ Watt been better, but you know.
JJ Watt is in the interior, ain't he?
He's playing D tackle now, yeah.
Yeah. So I
can't. Counting them.
You say pure pass. I was thinking just edge dudes.
No. I mean just pass rush.
Oh, okay. Well, Donald number one, Joey number two. Then I gotta put then you can slide out my four or five and just do it that way.
All right, peep my list.
No, Chandler, no.
Peep my list. I got AD one.
Yeah.
I got Joey Bosa two. I got TJ three. Four, I got Max Crosby. And then five, I got Miles.
Hold on, time out.
That's...
All right. I know Miles is also bullish the last couple of weeks. We're not putting the Condor above Miles Garrett now.
That's on everything I love, Jeff. Max Crosby leads the league in every pass rush stat but sacks.
No, I hear you.
Sacks is like second.
I hear you, but
look, pressure.
He got to do a lot more. Dog.
Win rate. Oh, are we doing it in totality?
Yeah. I thought that was.
Are we doing this year? Wait, so we doing it so far this year, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but
if so, I got to slide AD down because he ain't been AD.
He like LeBron James, bro. You can't slide.
Oh man, this nigga got legacy points.
Okay, yeah. Look, let's I'll make it harder for niggas.
All
right. Right now, give me your QBs in order, nigga. This season.
Can we take the old niggas out? Because regular Tom Brady and Rodgers not even cool no more, man.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Rodgers been ass the last 2-3 weeks.
Oh, that's cap. He was killing the Bengals, bro.
Yeah, he was killing. Hey, listen.
Feeling that?
Hey, Bear, all your life when he stood up to that Soldier Field crowd. He said, "Nigga, I owe you." Come on, listen to me. I felt that in my strict. I felt that in my fucking chest, nigga. Those are God body bars, nigga. He just yelling to them niggas, man.
It wasn't Aaron Rodgers though. Like that was a nasty game.
Aaron Jones is hooping. Bear just bitter because Aaron Rodgers not finna go to the Saints. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
We're gonna get rushed and destroy the league, nigga.
You're not getting no Russ, man. You better hope you get Malik Willis.
Hey, Jab. Is Russ same as Winston middle name?
It might be. I don't know.
I promise you, Jameis not even been. He ain't even been bad. But if he in the Saints uniform next year, bro, 100%.
But look, you know what's funny? He hasn't. We can say he's been bad. But like I told niggas, Sean Payton is a wizard, bro.
Of course, I knew that.
Hey, three picks so far from Jameis Winston. That's like for regular QB. That's like 30-0. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
All right, but let's get back to these rankings. Number one, the GOAT, Lamar Jackson. Number two, I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes. Number three, I'm going to go.
Oh, we got Pat too.
And pass it down to number two. I can't go too crazy with it. Number three, I got A-Rod. No, I got Tom Brady number three. I got A-Rod.
I'm putting Brady above Pat. No lie.
I'm not mad at that. But and number five, I'm gonna give that nigga in Dallas credit, man. Shout out to Dak Prescott. I'm gonna say E5.
All right, I got Lamar, Brady, Dak, Herbert, and A-Rod.
You can't have A-Rod above Herbert. I mean, Herbert above A-Rod, dog.
You could switch to four or five then.
Man, y'all are capping on this pod, man.
What's your five, nigga?
Ain't no man. I got Lamar 1, Rodgers 2, Mahomes 3, Kyler 4, and Dak 5.
I forgot about Kyler.
On your life, you do not have Tom Brady below Aaron Rodgers right now, man. You don't.
What?
Yes, I do. Kyler's definitely in my top five.
Simon, have you seen the season Tom Brady's having?
Yeah, I watched the Patriot game like with you, and yeah, he got.
Oh my god. Okay. If AB catches those two passes and Donovan Smith don't hold niggas, it's a totally different game.
Did we all watch the Eagles game together as a family? Come on, man, stop it.
He putting up 344 a game, nigga.
Bro, come on. That's the best line in the world.
We don't do that for Mahomes.
Three number one receivers, man.
We didn't do that for Mahomes. We didn't do that for no niggas.
Your boy Chris Godwin is not that guy, by the way. But I'll say that for another episode.
He definitely is, but I'm gonna let y'all cook, man. Let's just if that nigga leave, man, my heart's gonna hurt. He just had to share targets. That's it.
It's time for this though. It's time for Bear and Jab. Who we bringing to the stage, man?
We already talked about him. Yo, Flores, man, you got me looking like a dumbass, bro. Come on, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
Yo, Flores, I totally young a lot of young black niggas to look up to you, man. Like, you really embarrassing the fuck out of me, man. Like, come on, bro. To Urban, I would rather you die than lose to Urban Meyer, man. Like legit, bro. Like, come on, bro. To Urban Meyer last week, man, we wasn't even sure this nigga was gonna be at a strip club or the game. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. I got one come to the stage. Justin Simmons, man. Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, listen to me, man. People tell me you was the GOAT. I believed them. I put you number one. What are you doing? You enjoy playing football still?
Hey, all the top safeties low-key been playing bad. Jesse Bates, Minka.
Can't fucking cover.
Yeah. You know what's hilarious? Did y'all see that report? Ron Rivera asked Landon Collins to change the linebacker.
Oh, no, he didn't. Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, another one. Baker Mayfield. What the fuck?
Wait, no, wait. Save him.
Are you going to chef up later? Yo, I just want to say this, though. I want to say this.
We all going to bot him together.
No, we're going to cook them as a family, bro, because I got some shit.
All right.
Say that. Oh, we tripping.
DK Metcalf.
Go ahead.
All right. Full disclosure, man, I didn't catch the full game, and so after I seen his Twitter beef with Shannon Sharp, I had to go back and watch that little fourth quarter. I'm like, yo, what did DK Metcalf do to get niggas this mad? So I went back and I looked. DK, go to fucking a bounce, nigga. What the fuck is you on, bro?
Yeah, bro.
And he go get on Twitter like a bozo talking about, yo, who is Shannon Sharp to be trying to check me? Like, if you wish you were Shannon Sharp, nigga. You wish, nigga.
Nigga took 20 minutes, came in and said, oh, my fault, bro. You right. You can say what you want.
I forgot DK Pops play in the league. Bro, his pops called him and was like, bro, take that shit down, bro. Like,
nah, he had to, because that was the pussiest little come on. He said, anyway, bro. I looked at your resume, my fault, OG.
What the fuck? Like, bro? I don't understand. Did DK think Shannon was just like one of the, like a third string guy who ended up getting a TV job?
I think DK thought that Shannon was like a Marcellus Wiley them type of dude.
Emmanuel Acho. 100%. He thought he was like Emmanuel Acho.
Nah, nigga thought he was Shannon Brown. Like, what are we doing? They thought he was Sterling Sharp. Like, I don't get it.
Mad disrespectful, yo. But yeah, hey man, what's up with the blue hair too, bro? Change that shit.
Yeah, blue hair and blue hair and dangle earrings, man. Come on, bro.
Bro, keep it. You think? Never mind.
No. Like, come on, guys.
We got ass now.
Yeah. Hey, we can't do that no more, man. Yo, DK, man, for real though, cut your hair, man. Come on.
When we come to the stage, we didn't discuss this. John Gruden.
Like, yeah, we cooked him on episode 9, but yeah, bro.
But
like,
no.
It's now, because it's like...
Yeah, it's different, because, yo, the Raiders played inspired, man.
Bro, they did something to do all... Bro, they was... Henry Ruggs just, like, clapping his hands, like...
Hey, yo, name the last time you saw Derek Carr throw down the field 5 times in a game.
Nah, this shit is insane, bro.
They got interceptions, bro. They got interceptions.
He was getting out the pocket, throwing the ball. Like, that shit was crazy, bro.
Max Crosby looked like J.J. Watt. Like Ruggs looked like Tyreek Hill. Like they really free, dude.
Yeah. Shout out the Raiders fans and shit who be listening, man. Y'all free, man.
Hey, man. I don't care if they won the game, too. Pat Mahomes, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, I get that first pick wasn't on you. But
turn
hold
that
on.
Shit up, man.
Hey, cuz, so he, I forget, they were in a play action. He fumbled the ball. He pick it up. He think, I'm Pat Mahomes. I'm going to do whatever the fuck. He just throw it up, man. Yo, Tyler Heineke, too. David, I know you listening. Stop it. Get some help, man. Stop it.
But knock it off, man. Pat scrambled to his right and threw across his body, so all that shit forgiven.
Niggas been trade for Tua, man. Man,
this nigga, man. Like, Tyler Heineke.
Yo, hey, Vic Fangio, yo. What's going on?
It's a lot of bulls.
Hey, speaking of Vic Fangio, matter of fact, let's segue to this. Can I do a new segment I came up with over the week, over the break? It's going to be called Reeks. I fucking told you so, nigga. That's what it's fucking called, nigga.
go ahead, man.
First, Vic Fangio on the fucking Broncos. I told niggas. That shit was fake as fuck. Their first 3 games were the Jets, Jags,
winless teams.
The fucking 3 Giants.
Yeah, 3 winless teams the first like 4 weeks. Yeah,
niggas was talking about, hey man, are they a Super Bowl team? Like, are they top 4?
Hey, niggas said, there's no fly zone back.
Hold on, they undefeated, bro. They gotta be in your top 5. Come on, bro.
Cut it out, man.
Yo, niggas, man. Teddy is still Teddy. Newsflash, Fangio is still Fangio. Next, Panthers, Santoro.
Oh my god. Hey, yo, that guy is not an NFL player, man.
Bro, cool. Eagles game was a bad game. People have bad games, you feel me? So I cooked them, but, you know, gotta relax. The very next week, this cocksucker went out there and was 6 of 20 at the half for 50 bozo yards.
Oh, my God.
He's done. He will not. Bro, hey, done.
Robbie Anderson was ready to chunk him with Sam, like middle of the field, bro. Like, it's crazy.
What do you niggas say this other way? He said, "Yo, watching Robbie's career is the saddest shit ever because he could really be a complete receiver, but every time he link up with Sam, man, it's just run deep, man."
And I got a question, Matt Rule. What do you do, bro?
Question. Blame people.
Hey, it's funny though, because
it's close, we're right there.
Hey, you know, like every head coach, like when they put the camera on them, like they got they script sheet, you know, like they got the, like, he doesn't have nothing in his hands. He just like, he just be pointing. Like,
one of them Matt Rule best trait, this. Let's go, Brian! DJ, let's get it. Good morning, Christian.
Hey, I got a legit question. Who is better, Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones, man?
Daniel by 100% by a lot.
Oh man! Like, cause I be watching the niggas, man. Like Sam,
when's the last time you saw Sam Darnold throw a deep ball in coverage?
Are niggas allowed to forego their NFL career and go back to college? Cause that's what Sam needs to fucking do.
It's like a pot calling the kettle black, man. Like they like the same nigga.
Low key. Oh man, nah, this dude Sam Darnold,
bro. Daniel better.
I mean, I'm taking Daniel, but they the same nigga.
At least Daniel, he got a turnover issue, which is bad. But you know, Sam sucks, bro.
So hey, that whole Giants team is dead too, huh? Jesus Christ.
The thing with Sam is he got so much gas. Like, niggas would like not let go of the fact that he could really play. No, if he wasn't on the Jets, no, he could really play, dude.
Terry Bradshaw got up there and said, "This is the best QB in Panthers history." Terry Bradshaw said that.
Terry Bradshaw, bro, he had CTE for about 40 years, man.
That's just racism, man. That's pure racism, dog. Like, come on, man. Sam Darnold, yeah, definitely a bozo of the week.
Hey, y'all, I want y'all to do a favor. Go check Terry Bradshaw numbers and tell me if he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like,
yeah, everybody go look. Go everybody this weekend, man. Go check out Terry Bradshaw numbers and then hit it.
Hey, real quick, let's do this, y'all. Everybody out there, we're going to start doing fan mail questions, man. You niggas DM the Deep Third Podcast Twitter page. Or if you can't find it, DM me, Bear Jab. DM us not personal questions. You know, you niggas are crazy out there, but questions y'all want to know about the league and how we see the game, we'll answer them just for you. And then we'll shout your name out the street too.
Hey, how much stock y'all putting into that Chargers loss?
A lot.
A lot. That's an embarrassing loss.
I'm going to tell you why, though. A lot, because this show, hey, Bozos, if you guys don't, you know, score 40 every fucking game or, you know, go for 4 for 19, like, you guys are not good. They legit can't stop. Matter of fact, I'm selling all my stock too. Like, already, I'm done. Mm. I'm good.
You done with them niggas already?
But they can't stop the run.
That's my biggest thing. Hey, Lamar Jackson did not play well, and they got like the shit beat out of them. Like, that's a major reflection.
4th and 9 from their own 25, bro.
Yeah. And what wasn't that the second quarter?
Yes, it wasn't even a blow.
Yeah, nah. Bro. That was crazy. They allowed like 40-yard rushes, dog.
That shit was cool in week one when y'all got it. But come on, you can't do that bro. Every week, bro.
Yeah, beat the Chiefs. It's not gonna work. See, look, the reason we bought stock though, Raiders win was nice, but it was that Chiefs win in Arrowhead. But it's like Chiefs suck now. So I mean, I gotta sell stock though, bro. And also, dude. Brandon Staley, please stop being the word on just coach. Just stop, just coach, bro. Coach.
Hey, man. They called Le'Veon Bell out of the booth and told him, nigga, come carry this rock real quick, man.
Bro, Le'Veon Bell, like, he been smoking crack, but he like 165 right now, man.
No, he really
he looked like a receiver, bro.
He got 8 carries that game. He was like, it's like the JV team was getting reps. No offense like to my OG. Fucking, hey, Le'Veon Bell, you was my dog, nigga. I wanted to be you in high school and everything. But man, you're like, be serious, man. Like, you got 8 carries this game. That shit's crazy.
Le'Veon Bell, are you selling your furniture for stuff, bro? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, I want to say a prayer for my homie Brick. He a Panthers fan.
Yeah.
He a Packer fan too. It might get nasty long term.
Having to watch this Sam Darnold experience. Joe Brady, you also tricked me and have the league. But luckily, hopefully God makes him go to LSU because he's not an NFL guy. Matt Rule, you fucking suck. Jeremy Chin tricked me also. It's very, very bad over there. Love you, Brick. Hey.
Right. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And quick shout out to my boy Malik. No prayer for you, nigga. Just you lied. You lied about this 49ers seed. These niggas suck, bro. I know y'all had a bye week, but god damn, you niggas are trash, nigga.
Like, y'all really do stink, bro.
Y'all stink, man.
They spent all, you know what's funny about the Niners? They spent all summer like blaming like the injuries that was going, they knew that was going to happen to them and shit. And it's not even that. Like, they really just asked, like,
They have no like offensive identity, man. Like,
Have y'all seen us just one Fred Warner highlight this year?
Nah, he's been bad.
I don't even know who that nigga is, man. Who is Fred Warner, dog?
Man,
I'll tell you what, I see a goddamn lot of Kyle Juszczyk highlights,
man.
Bro, George Kittle's played what, 2 games?
George Kittle's a left tackle, man.
Yeah, like 85 yards combined, all of them.
Yo, Kyle, I thought you were a genius, bro.
You let me down, nigga. You really did. Stop blaming Jimmy G and all these niggas, man. Trey lives out there.
That's the crazy part. We're getting on the Niners because they offense and they have Kyle Shanahan calling the plays.
It's insane, dog. You really let me down, man. Please beat the Rams, though. If Kyle good for one thing is that he can beat the Rams.
You know who else I want to smoke, though? Nah, we kind of just be letting skate by. We got the week. Kevin Stefanski, bro. Like, what the fuck does he do?
And he tells Baker to hand it off to Nick Chubb and Kareem. That's it.
And hope for the best.
Like that nigga got the Baker Mayfield excuse. So he saw. Like, I'll tell you what though, if they go 30-9 football and they win with Case Keenum, what y'all about to say?
I got them winning with Case.
But let's play a hypothetical game. They go 30-9 football short week. They win with Case Keenum, no Baker.
Is it in Denver?
This
tweet from me. No, September 30th, 2021. Case Keenum will take Baker Mayfield's job week 10, I said.
Hey, you been almost saying that.
Hey, it's week 7. It's in Cleveland, so it's
No Nick Chubb, no Kareem Hunt. No, yeah. That team's dead, man. They're going to lose to the Broncos.
I think y'all forgive Evangelist's ass, man. I don't know.
They going to get killed, bro. Like, it's going to be a nasty game on tomorrow. Well, it's tomorrow. Yeah. They about to get killed, man.
So we'll do this. Let's do predictions for the game real quick. Then we gotta smoke the Browns as a family. Like, really put our foot in the fucking neck, man. Because these niggas let niggas down this season. I'm talking a lot of trash.
Hey, you know what's the craziest thing about the Browns? They best player on defense been a rookie and Greedy Williams.
Yeah, Miles Garrett. What the fuck, guys? Come on, man.
It's fucking crazy. Remember niggas were saying Greedy was gonna be a bust.
Hey, I got the Browns this week, dude. It's in the dog pound. Teddy B is not ready for that game. I got the Browns winning this shit. Slight upset.
I'm going with the chaos. I'm going with Denver, man. I need it.
Fangio gonna lose 4 straight, Jam.
Did I wake up from a coma? Do we not know who this nigga is?
No. I'm trying to dance on his grave. I'm with you.
Oh yeah, for sure, bro, for sure. Matter of fact, extra sweet in the tea. This nigga gonna lose to Case Keenum.
I'm with
you. So y'all both going with the Browns?
Yeah, I got Browns on Thursday, yeah.
I'm going with the Broncos.
Man, come on, man.
I'll double it. Odell Beckham going for 150 in this game.
Shout out to my son, man. Hey, they try to say you was dead. You was dead, man. Come on. He can still play, dude.
This is what I'm going to say. After this week, the Browns going to explore a trade to get Odell out of there.
It's about time. What would he fit in?
I don't know, but it's already. I know y'all been seeing the rumors. So
let's see who got enough capital to go get this thing. He going for like a second though, right? Nobody's giving up a first, maybe a third at this point.
Nah, no first or second.
Patriots about to get him.
No, he don't fit the scheme either.
There's a lot of inbreak around so Odell. Look at those.
I'm looking at the teams right now. Maybe
Green Bay.
Green Bay could use them, but you know they're not finna help Rodgers out.
KC?
Oh, that'd be tough.
Please, no, dude. Oakland? Please.
I hope not.
I'd rather he go to Oakland, man. Please.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. The Raiders?
Like, I'd rather he go. Nah, I can't even say that. Never mind.
Would they ever trade him in division?
No, absolutely not. They're not going in division.
Yeah, they not.
Would the Bills give them a call?
Nah, because they got Diggs and they got Sanders now too.
Look, Dawson Knox. Do they have Emmanuel Sanders?
Know what I'm saying, but it's like they spent all this time with Sanders in the offense. Now it's like, okay, we're gonna slide Cole out. Now Odell come, like it's too messy. It's too messy.
I think they like their receiver room, the Bills.
Yeah, I think they do too. I agree with that.
They so easy to guard though, bro.
Shit, to the 49ers?
Nah, they're done. They're not doing no skill player trades for them at all anytime soon.
Man, they need one bad, dude.
They can't
produce one. They just got Kittle and Ayuk being decoys.
They need a guy who could create his own space.
Ayuk a bust?
No,
because we love saying Rager's a bust. Like, what are we doing with Ayuk?
No. Yeah, talk about. He had a great rookie season, and they throw in fullback, angle routes, and halfback screens and shit.
He went. Where did he get picked?
Like 25.
Nah, you're not a bust, man.
We saw him go off last year, bro. That's Kyle, man.
Nah, we know receivers. We see a lot of receivers peak early, though.
That's true, but we got to at least wait till niggas, like, towards the end of their rookie deals first.
As of right now, first career, he has 838 yards total.
Yeah, what if he turn it up, though, next 7 weeks?
Hey, yo, man, I'm starting to really hate Kyle Shanahan, man. If you know me, though, bro, you know I hate Mike Shanahan.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Guess how many targets Ayuk has had this year?
You gotta give me an over under.
Over or under 21.
Wow, under. We didn't hold on. What week is it? 7? We talk about 21 targets?
Oh my.
Over nah, under.
No under, way. Bro. It's gotta be over 21, dude.
He has 15 under. Targets.
There's no chance, dude.
In 5 games.
Yo, Kyle, you.
Yo.
Hold on. Wait. Let's keep
playing. You.
Let's keep playing. How many of those targets did he catch? Out of 15 targets, how many did he catch?
I'm going to say 10.
8.
Oh, my God.
How many yards over under 110?
For the season?
For the season.
I'm going to go slightly over.
I'm going to say under now.
He got 90.
Hey, we got a game with the stats.
You will pay for your crimes, nigga. You will pay for your crimes, nigga.
Nah, Kyle, bro. You on the block, man. You right next to Nagy right now for me.
Let me read you his games. Look, week one, he had nothing. He was benched. Week two, he had 1 catch for 6. Week three, he had 4 grabs for 37. Progress. Then he had 1 catch for 15. And then he had 2 catches for 32.
Dude. Hey, yo, Kyle, you wasting people time. Like, go coast to Texas or something, bro. Like, you wasting people time.
You got 72 hours to live, though. Like, for real, off of that shit, dude. Like, you got 72 hours to live.
Damn, homie.
Like, bro, I'd rather watch a Lion game than a Niner game, bro. Like, I know I'd be more entertained, bro.
Nigga, I'd rather watch the Bulls play the Pistons than watch that shit, man.
I'd rather watch Kings talk. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, we not talking about that shit on this podcast, man. Hey, Kings, you a nasty nigga, man. That's all I'm fucking saying, dude.
I mean, it could be where you could be Bean. So I mean,
we love you, brother. But geez, man.
These niggas say you could be Bean. Yo, Bean one today.
Question though, hey, are you serious?
Hey, man,
are you serious?
I got a question with you. With your on the spot ass, that was a good one. Are the Cardinals for real?
I want to say yeah, bro.
Like, should we stop being like, weird about it and just say they're good?
The rest of so bad, but like, here's my reservation. But
blow that shit out, homie.
Dude, they should have lost week one to the Vikings. I know
they should have 2 losses.
And then number 2, they was in a dogfight with Jacksonville. I know they're undefeated, and that's why I'm gonna keep them in somewhere in that top 5 range. But it's like. Look, like that's it. That's just in the back of my mind every time I think about this team, dude. Those would be 2 horrible losses.
I know, but it's just
they highs are high because they beat the shit out of good teams, but the reason I won't buy the stock
is admittedly, I bought all the Steelers stock last year. I thought that was like a historic defense they had. That was gonna be on some no fly zone 2015 Broncos shit. Mm. That's not what happened. This Cardinals team, the reason why we can't, like, well, I'm saying me personally, I don't buy them. It's like, I don't even know what they do, like, good. Like, I mean, I know they got Kyler, but like.
Yeah, outside of Kyler, what do they do well?
It's really,
they don't fuck up, bro.
They a tempo offense. They just keep going. Like, they just keep you on your heels.
Every time I check red zone, it's them recovering the fumble on, like, their opponent's 10-yard line. Like,
and it's this. I don't trust their coach.
Yeah, but at some point, man, we gotta just shut the fuck up about Cliff and just admit he's.
The thing is, like, I think we trust Kyler. I don't know if we trust everybody else.
If we trust Vrabel, we gotta trust Cliff.
Nah, Vrabel at least proven in the playoffs, dude.
I know, but look at the squads, though. Like. Bro,
Vrabel was winning with. He's winning with.
It's fucked up because we're not going. Bro, like the Cardinals got the Texans next. Then they they got the Packers on Thursday.
That's
a big game too. If they win that game, then I'm with y'all, man. But
yeah,
that's a big one.
I gotta see that game.
Because then y'all know they third best. Who they top 5 players on that roster?
It's Kyler. It's D-Hop. It's Watt. It's
Buda Baker
and Chandler Jones.
See.
That's a good 5, dude. Like, and they just had Zach Ertz. I like that move.
And then they role players are like Isaiah Simmons. Like, you know how many teams would kill for Isaiah Simmons?
Right. Or... Like they got a good. But then it's like I turn around and it's like, okay, you barely beat the Jags and the Vikings, then you beat the 49ers by 7. Like,
I don't know, man.
That's true. I don't know. It's just like
Plus, we saw him last year. We saw
Can we say that? Are they getting lucky? Are they getting lucky?
Low key, but
bro, every team, fucking three first at the 1 yard line. They score like 21-0 now.
Every team gets a little lucky, but I don't.
Some teams are just meant to be like that. Yeah. That's everything. Like football, just funny like that. Sometimes it's like it's just a team every year.
Wait. So
everything bounces their way.
Are y'all using what happened to them last year against them? Low key,
like I'm not.
I'm not.
I was
saying Kyler is my MVP dark horse and shit. Niggas was like, no chance and all that. So I knew they would be good this year, but just like, I just like something about. You know what I think it is, bro? It might be the mystique of that division.
You got to think about the Seahawks at least kind of idle. Yeah. Till like week 10, 11. Then the they're Niners cooked. Still cooked. Figuring it out. So it's kind of just a 2-man race.
Yeah. It just, this is going to sound weird, but y'all got to like stay with me through this thought. It's just, it's weird that they're undefeated.
Yeah.
If they had lost early, like if they had lost that Vikings game and just rattled it off after that, I would actually believe in them more as like fucked up as that sounds. Just, I don't believe the fact that this is the last undefeated team. You know what right. I mean? Like, and for everybody who got the Cards number one and shit, if you ask them, yo, who's coming out the NFC? They'll be like the 15 team you name. Like, even them niggas don't say. They would say Bucks before them. They would say Rams before them. They would say Cowboys before them. And then maybe Packers before them.
Hey, those, AFC def better than NFC this year, though. Like
the AFC?
For sure.
Like, is it? Better now. Is it?
I don't know.
It's better than that's better now, bro. Like, Ravens and Bengals.
Well, okay, but Cowboys and Rams better than them niggas.
Okay, but like, look, you got the whole AFC West, except for the Broncos.
Okay.
You got Ravens, Steelers, Browns. I mean, not Steelers. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, maybe could turn it back on. You got the Titans. The Colts starting to look dangerous now. Like, I don't know. NFC, is NFC 5 deep?
Let me think about it. Okay, so we got the Bucks. The Saints are still dangerous.
Nah, I'm not doing the Saints. I'm not doing the Saints.
Nah, that defense, you at least give them the respect that in the coach.
I know I was hounding them, and I'm not doing the Saints, though. Okay, I'll let you do it.
You got to put Saints in there because I think neutral field, they play the Titans. That's a toss-up to me, right?
We play the Titans in a couple weeks.
I guess we'll see. But we got Cowboys still. They look amazing. They got Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Then we got
It stops, bro.
Now we got Cardinals and Rams after that.
That's fine.
We're really doing that Rams shit, though.
See, if y'all want to take
I sold stock on them. Them niggas have not looked good.
If we're doing the Bengals, we got to do the Rams.
Hey, time out. Repeat that real quick.
On my stock, bro. Them niggas look regular. Like,
oh my goodness. They
don't look ass or nothing, but it's like they don't look like.
Praise the fucking Allah, nigga. I've been saying this for how long, nigga? Like, they good, but stop acting like they Jesus, man. That's all I've been asking.
They don't look. I expected them to look like.
So I was saying, bro, I know what you're saying. Like, because when they added Matt Stafford, everybody's, they top three in Super Bowl odds. And I was saying it too, like, huh? Like, Matt Stafford boosted them up to top three?
No, they
look better than they did with Jared Goff, but. They don't look like a top three team.
Something missing, bro.
Yeah.
And say it, bro. It's depth, bro. And as much as I try to tell niggas this all summer, we need a jab. I told you so, 72, but I'm going to get into that later.
Go ahead. Do you think or no?
Nigga, I told you niggas all year. First of all, they lost Staley. I tried to tell niggas I was going to be important. And Staley looks like, you know, at least a head coach candidate. You know, feel me? Like, at least he could be the next big thing. They lost Brockers. They lost John Johnson. They lost Troy Hill. All these niggas in the slot. And niggas try to tell me, and Cam Akers before the season, niggas try to tell me it's cool. Sean McVay, this dude. They got Aaron Donald. It's fine. Dude, I'm telling you, as the season goes on, you'll see it. Depth is going to be an issue for this team. And as much as y'all don't want to admit that I'm right about that, I'm right about that, nigga. Like, I told you so. I'm coming to my show right now.
I expected them to look like how they did against Seahawks every game.
When Cooper Kupp your best player, like, it's not, I mean.
Come on.
Dude, like be sure.
He's a baller, but.
You got to smoke Cooper.
They beat us, guy, right? But... Yeah, that's my guy, too. But he balled on my fantasy team, too. But they beat us, got blown out by the Cardinals. They were in a dogfight with Geno Smith. Like, And they beat the Giants. Shout out to them. But man, this team later on in the year, I'm telling you, when they get the stretch, when they go Cardinals, Seahawks, Vikings, Ravens at the end of the season, we will see what this team really about.
They got a stretch like that?
They got a stretch like that right in a row. They got Cardinals. They got Seahawks. Hey, Russ might be back for that game. They got Vikings.
Guess who they played this week? Guess who they played this week?
They got a cupcake, don't they? I know
the
they
Lions.
I know they
who got
I
this?
I can't escape this.
The Rams got the Lions, then the Texans.
Yeah, two cupcakes in a row. They got Titans. Let's see about it. What?
Oh my god! Come on, man.
What? That's not no pause. Hey, play that back, nigga. Hey, what do y'all play this shit back? Tell me that's a pause. Then we gonna put a poll on D3rd's Twitter page. Was that a pause?
Hey, after those two weak ass teams, they got the Titans. So maybe Derrick Henry shake some shit up.
Yeah, I need to stop buying that Titan shit. I mean, they're not good. I'm telling you.
No, but like, that's a tough team to play, though. They can beat the shit out of the Rams.
I didn't have the Titans winning the division before the year, so.
No, I'm just saying, like, as a physicality, like, football's a physical game, dude. Like,
yeah, just him going against that team is, yeah. They're not going to stop him, man.
Dude, they go Titans, 49ers, Packers, then they get Jags, slight break. Then they go Cardinals, Seahawks, Vikings, Ravens. That's a lot of teams like to get down dirty in the trenches, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to see about that team.
And it's an extra week for the – yeah. We'll see if they stay – like Jab said, bro, they don't got no debt.
Bro.
If they don't stay healthy.
Knock on wood, man. I'm praying them niggas stay healthy because I don't wish injuries on nobody. But I'm just telling you, that depth is going to be an issue, bro.
Hey, we in week six. Excuse me, seven. I'm going to name these teams off. Y'all say sink, swim, floating. Right? Floating being they you know.
They done. Oh, I mean, they
No, no, no. Floating is like the Cowboys of the world right now. They I would say they floating.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right, bet. Okay. And
swim is kind of just staying like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Patriots.
Ooh. Oh, they sinking. Them niggas sinking, man.
Damn, come on, man. Nigga.
They sinking. Hey, look, Bill, it's cool. Your roster sucks, bro. Cut a spade to spade, man. Shout out to almost beating two teams, man.
They got the Jets this week, man. I got them swimming, man.
All right, congratulations on beating the Jets. And then they won. Yeah, like,
can we please
five?
Stop doing that, bro, please?
what's sinking to you, Jab? Like, they terrible?
I got to pick a lane. They're not swimming.
they have yet to win a home game, by the way.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
0-4 at the crib.
Jeez, my God. Oh, yeah. 0-4 at the crib.
Bear, this team is 2-4 with a negative point difference. So they sinking, man.
All right. Y'all got that. I ain't arguing.
The Jets.
Y'all got that.
Jets.
Oh, they sick. Yo, throwing them a life preserver. That nigga's dying out there. They ain't drowning, man.
all right.
That was his diet. Yo, swear to God, y'all put up 67 points this season. Gave him 121.
What?
Relax, bro. Relax. that's fake. That's fake news. Anyway.
I ain't Trump, man.
That's fake news, man.
Hey, nah, you might have to go to New York and really chunk him with LaFleur, bro.
All right. Hey, these niggas stink.
Chiefs.
Swim. I'm gonna say they swimming right now, man. 3-3.
You fucking better say it, nigga.
Man, they swimming. I need swimming.
They got the Titans this week.
Another big game. What? Why did everybody got the Titans this
man.
Week?
Man,
what the fuck is this?
Hey, look. Let me tell you how lopsided the Chiefs are. They're fifth in points a game, with 30. They're 28th in points allowed. They give up 30. They're second in total yards a game. They're putting them 433 yards a game. They're 28th in yards allowed. They're giving them 410 a game.
So basically, it's whoever gets the ball last.
Exactly.
Niggas playing freeze tag on defense, man.
Derrick Henry, 170 total yards.
He getting 20.
Yeah, 200, man.
Yeah, the Chiefs gonna lose. The Chiefs starting off 3-4 is fucking fire.
AJ Brown might look crazy.
Hey, niggas think Willie Gay finna stop Derrick Henry?
Oh, wait. Hold on, y'all do know Chiefs winning that game, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if they push up a big win,
prime time, they finna 100% choke this game away, bro. 100%.
You said who prime time?
Titans was prime time because the Bills and they won. Like, a big game, they finna fumble this shit.
And oh, y'all forgot Titans.
Oh, short week.
I forgot. Titans
hey,
injured.
Short week for them too, low key.
And the Titans, they dead. LaJuan, AJ.
Oh yeah,
LaJuan. Caleb Farley. They getting smashed.
All right, Derrick Henry gets 150 though. You know, feel me? That's a win for me.
Falcons. Yeah.
Nigga, they dead, bro.
Nah, yeah. I think we can say they swimming.
What?
2-3, and they play Dolphins this week. That could be 3-3. They swimming, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, I guess my criteria a little different because I just don't like their roster construction at all, dude.
Oh no, I'm just saying like as of right now during like this season where we like you know.
All
right,
when we do the prediction part later this week, I'm picking the Dolphins that game.
Hey, no, you're not.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, I like that.
That lost to Urban, those Dolphins?
I'm with you, bro. That's an embarrassing loss. They finna come out and beat the shit out of that Ryan, man.
Yeah.
What pass was the Falcons got, nigga?
Hey, Cal Pitts, enjoy.
Nah.
Enjoy the commentator calling you the next Megatron, man. Enjoy.
Hey, hold on. Tua just threw for 330, man. He gonna throw for 300 on them niggas, man.
Man. Yeah, so okay. I don't know about y'all, but them niggas are drowning.
You said, okay, so wait, Falcons, them niggas down.
Congrats on beating them.
Bengals.
They swimming.
They 4-2, man, against the Ravens this week.
They got the Ravens, yeah. It's going to get nasty.
That's a big game. We'll do that next part.
Yeah, that's Thursday. Ravens?
They floating.
Are they floating though?
I'm gonna say they swimming because they relying a lot on Lamar to just be the greatest nigga we've ever seen.
They swimming in 5 feet.
They swim. It's a lot of injuries, and Lamar gotta be amazing every week. They swimming, but it's a testament to how good Lamar is. By the way,
they flowing to me. They win this game, go into the bye week healthy, get healthy, you know, get some rest.
They are at the top of the AFC, so they could be flowing. But I'm just saying,
that's what I'm saying. They get this win against the Bengals, they could chill.
Yeah. But I got to swim for right now. I got to swim because I just – Lamar doing a lot right now, man.
That defense was hooping against the Chargers.
It was. You ain't lying about that. It was not hooping against the Colts, though.
Yeah, right. They on the road, too. Next team, Reek.
I'm trying to see. Panthers.
Sinking.
Is Sam Darnold deserve to be alive?
Bro,
you clearly can see he like a good dude. Like,
hey, who has it been in the spaces? They keep asking, like, bro, do you think Sam's gonna get benched for PJ? Is somebody who be in the spaces?
I don't know. Is it my nigga Lamar?
It's probably Mark.
Nah, Mark don't. Mark, nah, I ain't Mark. Mark probably just wants Sam dead. He don't care who he's starting for.
Nah, but I do think they make that switch at some point.
Nah, they won't because Joe Brady wants a job.
Man, Reek really said this dude is a nice guy.
Nah, like, you could just see, like, I don't think he understands the magnitude of, like you know how Baker knows he didn't win over our pick. He knows he got to succeed. Like, Lamar, Sam's out, he just out there, bro.
Low key, like he don't got no kind of storyline, bro. He just there.
Exactly.
Just kind of exist.
That the whole like escaping the Jets and then flourishing shit, that's already wore off already. It's week six.
Hey, bro. Who was those quarterbacks in that draft class? It was Baker.
Baker Sam, was first. Sam was second. Both then the Josh. Then Rosen.
Yeah, both the Joshes. Then Lamar.
Then Lamar. Okay.
Hmm.
Is Sam done a better? Nah, never mind.
Hey, yo, once Baker fizzles, we going to have
to... Is that Ben Baker?
No.
Nah, bro. Just no. No, he not. That's low-key disrespectful to Baker.
Is it really though?
Like, Baker's a bozo, but Darnold's like an idiot. He's like an idiot. Like,
Is Sam Darnold better than Jalen Hurts? If he is, not a gap, huh?
Wow, that was a long ass pause, man.
Yo, I don't even.
We're gonna leave it at that.
Hey, yeah, man.
Oh, shit, man.
What about Washington?
They 2-4, man.
They sinking. They sinking. They sinking,
man. They sinking, man. They sinking. Hey,
sorry, David, man.
He tried, man. Hey, hey, what about the Saints, man?
They swimming.
Yeah, I feel like we don't know who the Saints are yet.
That's fair.
Yeah. What about the Raiders?
They floating.
I'm going to say they swimming.
Okay.
I'm going to say they floating, man.
They got a game against the Eagles this week. Okay.
I'm going to say they swimming, sagging in the divisions, got rid of their coach. We got to see what they made up and all this shit. They point difference only +3, so, you know, them niggas pretty up and down, but and they in a good spot right now.
Okay.
The
Bears.
They're swimming. Surprisingly swimming, bro.
Yeah, they're going to lose this week, but they can stay alive.
Dude, the Bears are an enigma, dude. I've never seen a team like this in my life, though.
Yo, Nagy, yo, first team Hall of Fame, like, evader, bro.
The defense has been really, really good. I just looked just now. They're 8th in points allowed a game.
Dude, like, just like Bear was saying, I've never seen this dude Nagy's generational. Just when you think we got him, he 500 all of a sudden. He 2 games up.
And the reason why it's funny with Nagy is he an offensive dude, and Fields looks ass, and they're still, like, winning.
Yeah.
Why? How?
He knows black magic.
if y'all want to laugh, go follow my guy 312 Darius. That nigga during Bears game is hilarious. I think he got no idea what the fuck to do with this dude nagging, man.
Kind of easy too. He's 5 years old, but he knows his football.
Facts. Ooh, let me give y'all a tougher one. What y'all feel about?
You alive, Grandpa?
Right. No, I'm looking over this shit right now. What y'all feel about Minnesota?
They're sinking.
They 3-3.
That shit fake.
Coming off of a win. What y'all think?
They scored 7 points against the Browns. But they sinking.
I don't know. Yeah, bro.
They tried so hard to lose that game.
Hey,
bro.
If I was to tell you before that game, like, hey, yo, Reek, like the Vikings with Thielen and Jettas and Dalvin, like, they gonna score 7 points against the Browns. You'd be like, nigga, what? Like,
bro, peep this. It was a 28-17 in that game with the Panthers with overtime. They let Sam Darnold lead a 99-yard drive in 2 minutes. They're sinking.
No, that's disgusting.
Hey, Kirk Cousins, I see you with them fake stats, man.
Kirk Cousins, Hall of Fame, man. That's all he does. Man.
I see you, bro. Earn all that guaranteed money, man. You finesse the fuck out of Minnesota, man. I respect it.
Hey, Kirk Cousins on the year, 1,700 yards, 13 touchdowns, 2 picks, man. We've never seen a man like this in our lives, man. We never will again.
Yo.
They're literally sinking, bro. The record is short, but they're like the Giants now. Like,
they're not a good team, but they're not a bad team. I don't know.
Colts.
Hey, I was
are they finally swimming?
I think they swimming, bro. Remember, I was big on the Colts in the offseason, man.
Yeah.
And they start on the roll. If they get this one against the Niners, man, they on the roll. Jonathan Taylor, Jesus Christ, bro.
Got him in fantasy, a lot of kid, man.
Hey, you proved me wrong, bro, because I didn't see the hype. I mean, I knew you were good, bro, but damn.
Hey, this is going to be controversial.
Uh-oh.
I say in a couple weeks, the Colts will be floating.
The Colts will be what?
Oh, like a win streak, you think?
Yeah. So they got 49ers this week, then they got Titans. That's a winnable game. Then listen to these next couple games. Then they go Jets.
Well, Jags. That's a loss, by the way. I'm just playing. Go ahead.
This is a nigga, man. You won't give up, man. This guy does not give up. So then they go Bills, Bucks, that's tough. But then they end the season, they go Texans, Patriots, Raiders, Jags, and Cards.
The reason why they won't ever float because they have already got 4 L's. So you would have to imagine they go what?
Yeah.
9-2 the rest of the way? Like, nah.
If they get 8 wins, that's a win for their season.
Let's say they finish 9-8. After, before the season, Q and the quarterback was supposed to, be ruled out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just
everything. That's sinking based on the AFC being ass. That's sinking.
Mm.
That division sucked. They should get 4-9 wins, and then the division where you should get 4 is ass.
Well, okay. Well, hey, let me ask this. Who y'all think going to be the 3 teams that make it in the AFC? That's not the division winners.
Bengals. Raiders.
It got to be another team from the West.
Chargers.
Okay.
I got Chiefs
straight in like a couple weeks and shit.
Okay, so you got them winning and shit.
Yeah, and so they don't. I got them. I think the Chiefs. They don't even leave. Who just like close your eyes, you blink, they went eight
straight.
Like, right.
It's still the Chiefs.
Yeah. I bet. So I still don't got the Chiefs winning the division. I'm gonna stick by that. So I'm gonna go. One of the Raiders and the Chargers gonna miss. I'm leaning that the Raiders.
Ooh.
I'm leaning that the Raiders gonna be the team that makes it. So I'm gonna go Raiders. I'm gonna say Bengals fall off and Browns sneak in.
Ooh,
that's tough.
Sorry to the Bengals, man. Y'all last like nine games is insane.
Wait.
Now the Bengals got a nasty seven game stretch later.
What you see in the Browns to suggest they can go on a streak though?
I think they schedule, bro.
Well, they're losing this week.
The Bengals got a nasty stretch later.
No, I'm joking. I got this week.
Bengals
bet. Yeah, they bet.
But for the Browns though, that's tough.
If it's a nasty schedule for the Bengals, it's the same for the Browns.
They still got Steelers twice still.
I'm coming to that. I'm just saying in the fact of like they play the same teams this year. You feel me?
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean they do got like Lions and fucking Steelers, and then now they play each other. That's gonna be the biggest factor.
That's not layup either, by the way.
The Steelers? The
Browns game? No layup.
It's not going to be late because of the division, but
Mike Tomlin owned them niggas, bro. I know that playoff game, like, they fumbled that away, but he.
Yo, and they got a fucking weapon in Najee.
Send me some Najee gear for my birthday.
Come on. Big Ben is done, bro. Come on.
Don't send Jab any, Mike.
Let me get a Najee hoodie, man. I got that nigga in fantasy. All I'm gonna say is
good things gonna come. That's all I'm gonna say about that Mike and Adi shit, man.
So I think I got who would I say? I said Raiders. I said Browns getting in, and then who the last team gonna be?
Yeah, go ahead and cap, nigga. Put the Bengals. You fucking joke.
Nah, man, it's not them. Like, I think they a year out.
Wait. Obviously, you got Chiefs then.
Chiefs. My fault. I don't got Chiefs. I got the Raiders winning it. Then,
what an interim?
Yeah.
You got them winning the division.
Yeah. Chiefs can get second. Okay. Chargers gonna fall out. All
right. That's a crazy drop.
Yeah.
They only a game out, man. They 4-2, 4-2, 3-3.
Yeah, but I'm saying drop becomes like they need a losing streak to.
Yeah,
I mean to get past. They get like lose three straight to get passed up.
Shit, they lose one, everybody's tied, pretty much.
Oh, it's nasty. Well, hey, can we meet though?
Enjoy those mock draft season, man.
Hey, you know what's funny? My division so ass. If we beat New England this Sunday, we second in the division.
No way.
Oh, I swear to God, that's like a real fact, like.
Oh well, yeah, cause y'all gonna have the tiebreaker.
That's nasty, dude. All right. So, who the seven in the NFC then?
The seven.
Okay, yeah, seven. So seven
it's the four Vegas. Winners. The four
Rams. Winners. Rams. Cardinals.
All right, it's two. Three.
Saints.
Bucks.
Bucks.
That's five.
That's five. We need two more.
Packers.
We said Packers, didn't we?
Nah, we didn't.
And the Bears.
Packers six.
And the Bears, too.
All right. Bucks, Saints. Bears. Packers three. And then Cardinals, Rams. That's five. Cowboys, that's six. Then you said Bears?
Well, it would be the Seahawks, but they did.
Let's see. What about – yeah. Are the Bears going to make it and the Vikings going to fall out?
Bears are a playoff team.
Yeah,
they are.
Because they defense.
Yeah, they're gonna get in wild card. They're gonna lose.
This team is not a playoff team.
Them last two NFC spots will be crazy, bro.
Dude, the Bears have 98 points scored this season, man.
Oh man,
98. The Dolphins have 99.
Najee, we see you, man.
The Texans have 92.
Oh my God,
I'm letting y'all know that, bro. Before we crown these niggas playoff team, man. That's not a real offense I'm looking at over there.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know about the Bears. I don't know about those last two
spots. Gonna be crazy. Let me ask y'all this real quick. Is there a world, right, where Seattle can still make the playoffs?
If Russell Wilson comes back and puts on the Batman cape, maybe?
Yep. That's the only way. That's the only way. And then they going to need a team or two to fall off low-key.
Mm-hmm. Nah. They're not making the playoffs, dude. That defense is still horrendous.
Imagine not making the playoffs and you don't have a first rounder.
Dude, giving up 23 to the Steelers is like giving up 50 to like a real team.
Yeah, Big Ben is out there just doing whatever.
Nah, man, that's shout out to them niggas, man. It's gonna be the first time Carroll and Russ don't get it done. So,
hey, yo, Reek, they best player on defense besides Bobby is a rookie DB, rookie corner.
Come on, man,
dude, Jamal Adams, dog.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
No, man. I'm not. He's no. Man.
Please put this nigga at will already, man.
I'm not counting the guy who blitzing off the edge every play. I'm not doing that.
Dog, bro. He's come on, man.
Yeah, he doesn't have a sack or a pick this year, man.
I watched this nigga have a wide open pick and this shit hit him right in the face. And even his teammates was mad. He looked at him like, yo, put the fucking ass up, man.
Yeah, the Seahawks might be dead, man. They might be done.
Yeah, they're done, man. Hey, we do got a lot of material for the next pod, though, man.
Yeah,
a lot.
And the week's starting to get more fire.
Yeah. I hope you bitch ass niggas missed us, nigga.
Yeah, hey, facts. I know you niggas did, man.
Your daddies, nigga. I'll be right back, man.
Hey, man. Nigga, this real life be DMing me and shit like, hey, yeah, what a pod, man. What episode, man? Hey. What a pod.
Episode cinco, nigga. Fuck out of here, man.
Here we go. Here y'all go. Fuck niggas. Enjoy, nigga.
Hey, wait. What's 10 in Spanish again? Cinco, right?
Hey, nah. Diaz, man. You name Ricardo. You don't know that shit?
There's no way it's Diaz, man. You don't know shit either.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, Diaz, man. Come on.
Yeah, Diaz.
Yes,
nigga. Like Diaz, ocho. I don't know.
What are you talking about? Who is this nigga?
Hey, I never liked Dora too much.
Hey, we holding our distance for the third member of the D-Thirst podcast, man. We can't have Reek over here no more. Now we got to ask him, man.
I'm the fucking manager. That's why, nigga.
Hey, man. Real talk. Hey, DM us suggestions, man.
Lying to y'all, man.
Hey, he do, bro. Hey, DM us a video of y'all talking about sports real quick. We looking for a third member, man.
Yeah. Wait, one more thing I want to do. Shout out my nigga Paul Twist Too Much. Right now, list y'all five receivers in order.
Like so far the top
four? So far
yep.
The season?
Yeah.
Tay.
Go ahead and say him. Go ahead and say him. You can say him.
Who?
Chase.
Oh, yeah. Loki. I don't know if I want to say Courtland.
You underwater, my boy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to you.
No, you hear me now?
Yeah.
I want to say Courtland Sutton. He been hooping since it, but nah.
Man, fuck Quentin Sutton.
Oh, Cooper Kupp. D-Hop.
Notice how you're not going to say Diggs, huh? Fucking, that nigga sucks. Yeah,
I'm not.
Fuck hey, let me tell y'all the real. So it's going to be Tate number one, clear as day. Number two, so far this season, got to get Kupp his love. Number three, AB, nigga. Never fell off, man. Hey, stop right. Playing with that nigga, man. He never fell off. He's still the best in the world.
Go.
Then we got Tyreek, yeah, we been hooping. And I got Hop after that.
Yeah.
I got Tay. I got Chase. I got Coop.
It's tough.
It's a lot. Like
Ruggs. You could put Ruggs in here. You could put
Ruggs been
Let me think, gang. Y'all trying to cheat me.
I'm looking at the teams. I'm telling you, it ain't really.
I got Tay.
Yeah. You said Tay.
I got Hop.
It's two. You got Coop. That's three.
Coop.
You got Chase. Three. That's four.
It's a mixture of guys like at five, damn near. But AB, you could put Ruggs. You could put a couple of niggas.
I got CD fifth.
Okay. Yeah. See?
Man, it says CD, man.
I'm lying. Cause I got Justin for I think
nigga don't like CD.
No, no, he cool. I'm just not giving him top five. Shout out to Cliff, man. Fuck nigga.
Guess who leads the league in 40-plus catches?
Is it Ruggs?
Three guys tied for three.
Ruggs, Jamar.
Wait, no. Wait, hold up. You said three guys tied for three?
Yep.
I know Jamar number one. Ruggs got to be top five.
Jamar has five. Two. I ain't even counting that nigga. He got five.
Shit, Hollywood Brown in that bitch too. I know it. Probably Mike Will.
Maybe even Terry.
I'm laughing because y'all way off. No, I'll say.
Oh, man.
Who is it?
It's Cooper Kupp. It's Tay. Deontay Johnson.
Oh, Mike Williams.
And Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, Ben been throwing them night routes to Deontay.
Deontay got 340 plus catches, bro.
Yep, he cooked Jair on one of them. My bad, Brick. Sorry. My bad, Greg, bro.
Hey man, Greg gonna find you, man.
I'll say this though, fuck nigga, Milwaukee not safe.
This has been the Deep Third Podcast. Nobody fucking podcast better than us. Also,
best fucking football podcast.
My nigga Maples at JJ Maples 55. Oh man, and my nigga Kings at It's Kings Bros horny as fuck. They back. And they got their podcast back, Temple of Hoop.
Temple of Hoop. King's freak ass, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Y'all go tune into that Temple of Hoop, man. That shit is gems on that shit, man.
Go to Temple of Hoop.
My guy Sosa the Locksmith, too. Daily Bread Media.
Hey, Jeff. This round of spot, too. Look.
Everybody. Go to Temple of Hoop.
No, stop it, nigga. Stop.
Leave a 5-star review.
In the episode, man.
Oh, shit. It was sweet. Nah.
Leave a 5-star review and a like and tell them that Jab never sent you.
Hey, pause. That's how you use pause, man. Pause.
Hey, man, it's Deep Third Podcast. Man. We back, and we won't ever leave our niggas that dry this dry again. All y'all was missing us and shit.
Hey,
so,
man, you know, real talk.
We need the bye week, man. This shit is, you think this elite content is easy, nigga? It ain't, man.
Niggas, hey, we doing improv up here, nigga, for real.
Hey, man, we get up here and perform our ass off. Nigga, we like, man, we special, man.
But yeah, man, do us a favor, man. Go do whatever y'all got to do, man. Repost that shit, like that shit, comment, leave a rate, the
and
stars.
Spam us with your questions, G. Don't feel shy to ask us questions.
Yeah, man. Ask us questions, man. We going to give you a cred on the pod and say your question is from you.
Also, tomorrow, during Thursday night football game, who's it tomorrow?
It's the Bronco game.
Browns. Me, Bear, and Jab will be live watching the game on our Discord, set up by my homie. My homie,
Miles, man. GG Miles. Shout out to that nigga, man.
Yeah, shout out Miles, man.
Shout out to my dog, GG Miles, man. He set up the whole thing. We could do Madden tournaments, all sorts of shit on there, man. Shout out to
that
nigga.
We will be on Discord tomorrow watching that shit fest. Come watch. So we're going to pull up.
We're going to drop the episode.
Jab might do a backflip, you know, because he like 4'5", 4". He could do a backflip standing up. So.
Hey, real tight. Hey, don't let these niggas fool you. A real nigga over here, we 6'1", hey. We 2 bills over. Hey, if anybody in the Dallas area trying to run ones, nigga, I got you, man. I got my shot back. I got my fucking swagger back, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, this is Deep Threat Podcast. It's your boy, Rick.
Fuck with us, man.
It's your boy, Jab, man. We out, man.
And we do this, man. Let's get it.